Uncertainty over the future of tax credits for wind energy producers has led to a major industry slowdown. Now the tax credits fate is bogged down in Congress. We get more from the Innovation Trail's Sarah Harris.
For wind energy producers, the looming expiration date for the production tax credits, or PTCs, is getting even closer. The current tax incentive, a credit of 2.1 cents per kilowatt hour of energy produced, is set to expire on January 1st if Congress doesn't renew it. Now, the PTC's fate is tied up in the bundle of congressional budget negotiations.
Well, we're thinking about half the jobs in the industry that depend on us being in this package they're going to pass to avoid going over the so-called fiscal cliff.
Last week, the industry group presented an analysis to congressional leaders. They argue that if they get the tax credit renewed this coming year, they'll be able to phase out the subsidy by 2018. Peter Kelly again.
And we started this process last spring to imagine a future where there was no tax incentive for wind energy. And then we did an elaborate economic analysis of many different factors, including the price of energy and demand for energy and how much wind can be built each year over the next several years.
Their ultimate recommendation?
Extended as it is for projects started next year, and then we can figure out the whole energy landscape during tax reform.
Meanwhile, the American Wind Energy Association's CEO, Denise Bode, announced her resignation last week. Everyone else is waiting to see what will happen.
We're all on the edge of our seats. Or to put it another way, we're on the edge of our own fiscal cliff here. I mean, if this is successfully passed in the next two weeks, as we're still expecting, then there'll be a huge celebration, and we'll get about building some more wind farms and putting people back to work. If not, then we'll continue to be on hold into the new year because it would indicate that Congress is punting this into the next Congress, and that's not a very good outcome.
I'm Sarah Harris for the Innovation Trail.